And now, here's Deirdre Nealon, editor of Upstate's award-winning literary and visual journal, The Healing Muse, with a selection about dealing with death.
Thanks, Linda. The death of a young person is always very hard to accept. Sephora Germain, a fourth-year medical student, wrote about this in her flash fiction piece called The Funeral. She looks at death's impact on a young boy who isn't at all sure what death means. And then she re-goes to the scene and this time looks at it from the boy's older cousin's view. No matter the age, no matter the understanding, this event is simply unacceptable. The funeral. James. They put Rock in a big brown box, and there were different colored flowers all around. Rock was in a black suit. I had never seen him in this suit. Rock was sleeping. I wondered when he would wake. I hope next weekend we can play basketball. He told me if I beat him, he would buy me ice cream. I really like cookies and cream. Rock's mom, Auntie Anne, was crying. Why was she so sad? Cousin Janet was crying, too, holding on to Auntie Anne's hand. I looked at my mom, and her face was so sad. I asked my mom what was going on. She said Rock died of cancer and was going to a better place. I asked my mom if I could go with him, for Rock, he was my favorite cousin. The last time I saw Rock, he threw up purple stuff. He looked skinny. I think he cut his hair. His voice was soft, and because he was quiet, I thought he was mad at me. But then he looked at me and he said, James, be a good boy. One day we will play basketball all day. I asked Cousin Rock when, and he said soon. I wonder what it means when someone dies, and cancer sounds like a big word. Janet. My mother held my hand closely to her bosom as if she would never let it go. She shook forward and backwards. The hot water from her eyes hit the surface of my hands intensely. I looked down at my black suede skirt and saw the wetness from my own tears. I could not bear to see Rock like this. This was not the memory I wanted to have of him. My eyes shifted gently towards little James. He stared down at the casket with an expressionless face. I wondered if he understood. He wore a brown suit that tugged his body and would soon become too small for him. He had black penny loafer shoes. His head tilted slightly to the right side. He gave a sigh of curiosity. But I would not do it. I would not be the one to tell him that Rock is gone. How could I tell him that Rock had already played his last game of basketball with him? After what seemed like an eternity, James finally walked with his head down, away from the casket. I wonder, did he know?